Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Is that how we do that? We go right into that, huh?
Yeah.
Above. A-B-O-V-E. Text above to 72881 by the end of the hour for a chance to win $1,000. That number again is 72881. The word is above. A-B-O-V-E. Good luck. Oh, I should say message and data rates apply. Hope you win $1,000. All right, it's Aaron Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sarah's out. We are here and live and doing a show for you. So we appreciate you hanging with us. What's the matter?
Nothing.
Nothing. I was just hearing him fumbling around.
Yeah.
Thought it was funny.
We have something coming up.
Oh, you heard Hooman fumbling around.
I guess so, yeah. Seven,
I was like, what?
7 minutes after seven now, Monday morning, and we do celebrity trash.
We do. Hooman's going to start this one off.
All right, everyone. It's time to play a game. Woo! And this is in honor of Justin Timberlake. Mm. He's producing a new game show called Spin the Wheel. Where contestants can win up to $20 million. Justin is not hosting it. Kristen Bell's husband, Dax Shepard, is.
Oh, I really like him.
You do?
Yeah, he's a goofball. We had him in studio, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just really like him.
So, in honor of this new game show and Dax Shepard being a celebrity, you, Vinny, have to tell us if these people have hosted a game show or not.
Okay.
And we have $5 on
Check
the line
out,
for you.
Nice.
$5 make you holla.
I want that money.
For you to win, you got to get 4 out of 5.
Okay.
Your first person is Regis Philbin.
Absolutely. He hosted Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
That is correct. Number two is Alex Baldwin.
He's currently hosting a game show, yes.
That is correct.
What is he hosting, Match Game?
That is correct.
Oh! Okay, who else?
Number three is Rob Lowe.
I could see him wanting to. I could see him. He's...
Has Rob Lowe ever hosted a game show? Vinny Hassan.
I'm going to say no.
That is correct.
Yes. So he only needs one more.
I'm a good guesser.
Rob Lowe has never hosted, but he was a contestant on the $10,000 pyramid in 1979.
Oh, that was a fun game.
All right, here we go. Your next one is Betty White. Has Betty White ever hosted a game show? Let's hear your thought process.
My thought process is, the first thing I thought is, man, she has had the longest career. So,
and great career.
Yeah.
Like, she hasn't been in any duds.
So considering the period of time she's been a celebrity, I would say the likelihood is high. And yet, I'm going to answer no, she has not hosted a game show.
Is that your final answer?
You hate to hear that. Yes.
I'm sorry, Vinny.
Why did she host?
So, I just watched an episode of it. In 1983, she hosted a game show called Just Men, where women could win a car by answering trivia questions about male celebrities. So the episode I watched, it was a bunch of baseball players. Mm. The show got canceled after 13 episodes. All right, Vinny.
So, I mean, I know she's been not contestants. You know how they have celebrities on
panels.
Panels. Yeah. She's been in a lot of those.
All right, this is your final opportunity. Okay. This is the you're right now. You have 3 out of 4, and you got to get this one to get the $5.
Okay, I'm ready.
Jerry Springer.
Mm. Oh, another tough one because he's been around forever. He was a mayor of Cincinnati or something like that.
Right.
I'm going to say no. He has not hosted a game show, Hooman.
Is that your final answer?
No, I'm going to say yes. He's hosted.
You just screwed me. I don't even know this
one. He just screwed me with that one. He confused me. I'm going to say yes. He has hosted a game show.
That's correct!
Yes! With a little help from my friend, I get the answer right and win the $5.
Here, give him his $5 and win.
He hosted a show on the Game Show Network in 2010 called Baggage. It was basically the dating game.
I remember watching that one. Yeah, it was a little bit more riskier than the dating game. They asked really gnarly questions.
Oh, they did?
Too. Yeah.
Oh, I gotta look up an episode.
It seems like right now there are two things that are polluting our televisions, and it's
reality shows.
Home. Well, that is what these. Thank you. I'm gonna put it in the coffee mug here, and we'll use that tomorrow for coffee. It seems like it's those home repair shows, which just are. Well, maybe it's not everybody's house. At my house, if you're not watching something, that's what ends up on the TV.
Oh, man.
It's awful. And game shows. There's too many game shows. Mm. It seems like.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't hurt me any. I guess. People must obviously be into it.
Right.
But oof.
Do you think there's Do you think there's too many talent shows?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that one of the polluters?
Yeah, I'd say so too. Oh my God, you guys. I wish you watched Big Brother. I'd love to talk to you about it. Last night was so fun. All right.
How about reality shows?
Yeah,
there's too many of those.
There are. But you know, I understand why they do it. It's cheap.
So called reality shows.
They get ratings and they're cheap.
Right.
Did you watch the one from Thursday, Big Brother?
Yes.
So there was a moment where Julie Chen had no idea what was going on and totally proves Sarah's theory about...
Yeah.
What happened?
A listener of mine, like, was freaking out. She's like, why are you guys not on today? Because Big Brother... And I'm like, why are you asking me? I'm like the least to care about this, but...
One of the things that's trippy is when Julie came on, I thought of her husband and all the stuff that been dragged.
Right.
Like, why he's in the news instead of just watching my dumb show. So I definitely, I don't know if that had anything to do with her brain fart, but I imagine home life for her is not the best at the moment.
Distractions, for sure.
Sure.
All right, we're going to switch over to Demi Lovato, give you a little bit of an update.
This is interesting.
Demi Lovato released her first statement since her overdose, and this is, I don't know, I guess it's been about 2 weeks since the overdose. In it, she thanks her fans, her family, and her crew for their support, and she admitted that she hasn't overcome her demons yet, but she will keep fighting. Some of the things she said, she admitted that addiction is something that she must continue to overcome, which she has not done yet. She is thanking people for positive thoughts and prayers. I now need time to heal and focus on my sobriety and road to recovery. The love you've shown me will never be forgotten. I look forward to the day when I can come and say I'm out on the other side, but I will keep fighting. So that's the first statement that she made. I believe that was on Instagram. So
the weird thing about this is, as I was reading it this morning, there's a lot of talk about her team, her team of people that she has as... I don't know if they're employees or if she's their employee. I don't know how that works, but it's really interesting. I've heard that term used before with Mandy Moore. And I saw she came up in a movie I watched about, I think it was called Hired Guns. And it's about those musicians who get sort of, they're excellent musicians and they're on all kinds of music.
Where did you watch that, Vin?
I think it was on Netflix.
Cool.
So they were talking... One of the people there was Mandy Moore's guitarist. And he was making money. And finally, he's got like a steady gig and he's touring the world with Mandy Moore. And then he gets this sort of note. I think he said it was an email. And it was Mandy Moore's team saying, we're going to refocus her career on film now. Thanks for everything. And he was just like,
cold-blooded.
Well, but and it's I the reason I mention it is because these teams seem to have this one person they're working for, mm-hmm. and in this situation, she's a musician. I don't think Demi does any acting, right?
I think in her younger years, she did some acting.
She did TV.
Yeah.
So anyway, there are groups of people behind these people, and mm-hmm. I find it interesting that they're now trying to scramble and get her sober. And
well, I mean, we were talking, Sarah was saying when this first came out that she had dumped a lot of her people because those were the people that were trying to keep her sober, and she didn't want to stay sober. So she dumped a lot of people, hired other people that were going to do whatever she said. They're saying she needs to do a sweep of all her friends.
All
and
the hanger-ons
exactly.
was the term used, right.
And I believe people are still being uncooperative with law enforcement, including her, about what drug or drugs caused her to overdose.
Well, it's weird because that stuff makes the news and the news cycle and becomes this permanent part of her history. So mm-hmm. if they can keep it quiet, I don't know how they are able to pull that off, but if
this
they can,
far.
it's probably for the best for her right. long term.
So Demi got her start on Barney and Friends, mm-hmm. and then she was in an episode of Prison Break. I never watched that.
Oh, I watched it. I don't recall her. Did it say what?
Who was that dude's name?
Wentworth Miller?
That guy.
He's so hot. The other guy was, I think Dominic something, but the brothers. I found them both very different, but both of them very attractive.
And then she was also the voice of Smurfette in all the Smurf stuff.
Mm.
And she was in Glee. I don't watch any.
This is so funny. I'm watching this Barney video from way back then.
And
this
that's
is
her.
Selena Gomez and Demi Lovato singing I Love You with Barney. It's so funny. They're tiny little girls.
Yeah.
There's Selena and there's Demi.
That's Demi?
Yeah.
How does she look? I guess a little girl.
She has like
she's wearing glasses, mm-hmm. ponytail, bright pink shirt. Little girl. She looks like a little girl.
Mm.
Oh, there they are. Good for them. All right, next story.
Lance Bass says a broker screwed him out of the Brady Bunch house. Bryn goes, I told him I was going to do the Lance Bass story. He goes, oh, that's my boy.
It's my jam, man. I mean, some people might. It was always a war between the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
Right.
And so. I'm confused by the two of them.
Yeah.
But one of those bands has a hit out right now. Which one?
Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, they came back with a hit.
What is it?
That's we're playing it, and it's good. Yeah. I like it.
It's called Don't Go Breaking My
Heart.
It's
really good. Oh, yeah, this is it.
I like this song.
Yeah, you do. Of course you do. Yeah, we're playing that.
I'm glad that they come back. I like a story. Even, you know, they went down for a while. Now they're back. That's
well,
a cool story.
Yeah, NSYNC is kind of still around through Justin Timberlake because he was the lead singer for that band.
Yeah.
And I guess he's the only one that really, like, blew up, you know, on that team. But he's a phenom.
Was there anyone else that?
I mean, everybody's still around, but nobody did anything like
that big
comparable to him.
Mm-mm. Lance Bass says he had an emotional weekend. He really, really wanted to own the Brady Bunch house, which was recently put on the market. I think just maybe last week or so we were talking about. And this is the house that was used for the exterior shots. I was reading over the weekend that, the interior shots were on a
set
stage.
In L.A.?
Yes, exactly. The asking price was $1.89 million, and since he was expecting a bidding war, he offered a lot more than that. They're not saying how much, but they're estimating it's about $3 million. He was told that he won, and then after the deadline offer passed, a Hollywood studio came in and outbid him, took it from under his nose. I know, he's really sad.
You know, I hear the white people problems being screamed. Oh, he didn't get to buy the Brady Bunch house.
Yeah.
So sad, Lance.
Do you have a price of what it sold for?
No, they're not saying just yet. But if they're saying that he bid $3 million, I mean, how much was the big studio asking or wanting to give for it? He's actually saying that he thinks that the company used him to get the bidding going.
Oh. Could be.
All right. Real quickly, I want to go through the box office real fast because we had talked a little bit about Christopher Robin.
So good.
Earlier this morning. So I was expecting Christopher Robin to be number one at the box office, but unfortunately, Winnie the Pooh cannot defeat the amazingness of Tom Cruise. Mission Impossible Fallout was number one, $35 million. So it's $124 million.
I want to see that so bad. As badly as I like the kids' shows, I see all the kids' shows now because I have one. Mm-hmm. And yet there I was at the theater, and I looked over at the Mission Impossible and walked into Christopher Robin. Christopher Robin was very good. I liked it. But I can see that Mission Impossible, it's only its second week, right?
Yeah, and it is phenomenal. Yeah. It is so good. That's Tom Cruise's butt, according to Sarah in Mission Impossible 4.
Was the theater full,
I'm
going
to stop dancing to it then. What?
Was the theater full?
No.
Oh.
Christopher Robin was not sold out. Now, we went to an early showing, so maybe that was why. But I'm telling you, as I watched it, I was curious who it was aimed at because my kid was too young for it, and so I don't know what audience they're after. I loved it, though.
Coming in, so Christopher Robin was number two, made $25 million. The other movie we reviewed, The Spy Who Dumped Me, is in third place. It's terrible, terrible movie. $12 million at the box office. All right, so let's talk about someone who I love a lot and Bryn loves a lot, and it seems everybody else in the studio hates.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm excited.
Drake.
Let's talk about Drake.
Oh, Drake.
Do you love me? Let it wash over you.
Yeah, let it just, like, feel it. So this story has to do with that song called In My Feelings. So Drake, he had a custom-made grill made for the video.
Oh, just for the video.
Just for the video.
For his mouth, you mean, right?
Yes, for his mouth.
Okay.
And the story is he spent $14,000 on this grill.
Okay.
And... Yeah, he ordered it, a month ago, right, 4 days before they shot the video in New Orleans. It's pure 18-karat gold. I mean, $14,000 doesn't seem like a tremendous amount of money for him, you know.
For him, right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I'd spend that kind of money, but.
Well, here's the thing about some of the stuff that we see celebrities do is that it's only for the one time.
It is.
Like, that's the joke about that. What's her name where she wore the Alexander McQueen?
Tiffany Haddish.
Yes. Yeah. Where she wore it like seven times and made
and
a bit
still
of it.
Wears it yeah.
Right. It's funny because we only see these people do these things once. So 14,000, one video, and now it's trash because who else can wear that thing?
Right.
If they're made for his teeth.
Mm. Well, and it's probably listed as a business expense, right?
Well, I don't know how the write-offs work anymore. There's a new tax thing coming down. It's not good.
Is it only California and New York?
I don't know. I don't know what. I can't even face it. Anyway, so $14,000 on the grill. Is that the story?
That's the story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's just and also that
play Drake.
Yeah, an excuse to play Drake and Kiki. Do you love me?
I was reading, I'm trying to find it right now. I don't know who the heck it was. It was some sports star that also just got a grill. And it's Crosses put on his feet.
Oh,
did
it's,
you see that?
Yeah. It's the wide receiver for the Giants. What is that dude's name?
Odell Beckham?
Yeah, that's the guy.
Oh,
he gets
man.
Sick diamond crosses implanted into his teeth.
Yes.
You like it?
Oh.
No.
It's interesting. It's not on all his teeth. It's just one tooth.
Just one or a couple?
It's kind of
like
cool.
Like the front?
Not too much.
Show Vinny.
Yeah, it's right on the front.
Yeah.
Look at that. It's not
not really a grill. It's just kind of put on top of the tooth.
But that's something you can't take off, right?
I think it'll fall off as he eats.
Mm. Yeah.
He thinks it'll stay. Mm-hmm. He'll end up swallowing those diamonds.
Oh, man.
I'm sure of it.
I wonder how much that cost.
Oh,
$5,000 a pop for each cross.
707 Vinny says, went to see Christopher Robin. Theater was almost empty. Yeah. There was more senior citizens than kids.
Yeah.
I noticed that, too. There were a lot of senior citizens when I went as well.
Oh, interesting.
Well, if you grew up with Winnie the Pooh, then it's probably a fun thing for you to see. And I don't know that the kids, like I said, my daughter's super into the princesses. Like, they took over.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's, or Vampirina.
Who's that?
That's a current cartoon.
Vampirina.
You don't know Vampirina?
I don't know yet.
Sounds
I'm
like
sure
a vampire cartoon.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's exactly right. It's a goth cartoon. Hi, Jane. All right, so Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sarah's out. We are doing news and sports, though, for you. So news and sports and music right after these.
Radio.com.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's Leon Bridges.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we've got tickets for you if you want to go see Charlie Puth. Caller 9 at 800-400-FM97 wins a pair of tickets to see the Honda Civic Tour starring Charlie Puth. Special guest Haley Steinfeld as well. That's August 17th at Shoreline Amphitheater, and we're looking for caller 9. 800-400-FM97. Listen all week. 7:30, 8, 11:30, and 5:30 for more chances to win. Good luck.
The Radio Alice Report.
All right. So Sarah is out. We are here live, though, so we are getting through it. And hopefully we'll have her back on Wednesday. Here's what's happening. I wanted to mention this real quick because it's a big probably the biggest story in the state of California right now is that the fires continue to rage, but I don't have any new news for you on that. Hopefully we'll have those out in the coming weeks. The Salesforce Transit Center opens on August 12th.
Uh-huh.
And that is like the more pictures I see here in downtown San Francisco, it's spectacular, and it's been a big construction project. Screwing up the downtown drive like you can't believe here in San Francisco. I don't know who uses it really, but it's looking pretty spectacular.
You mean who's going to occupy the building?
I don't know what the percentage of people who come into San Francisco ride the bus is. Like, that's a bus center, right?
Yeah.
So it seems like this extravagantly huge project, and it's going to look great, and there'll be restaurants, and as the people who come in from the East Bay get off the bus, they'll have their own little walkway, and they've made it extremely beautiful. And
well, in the future, is that where Bart's going to also be to like get into across town over here?
It would make sense.
Yeah.
It's a transit center, and I'm hoping there'll be a cab spot too, you'd think, but I've never used a transit center, so I don't know.
Well, when I was younger, they used to have, when it was the Transbay terminal, we used to get buses there to go catch the Amtrak. So we would get the bus here, and then you'd go to the East Bay for Amtrak. Or we would go there for Greyhound.
All right. Well, it opens on August 12th, and it looks killer.
I definitely want a tour, and I want to go on that tram that they have.
It's like it goes above the thing or above the city, right?
Yeah,
above the streets.
Another building, I guess. We're gonna have to go there. I want to.
They're estimating 100,000 people per day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, going through there?
Going through there.
Oh, that's pretty significant.
Yeah, and it's like a hub for everything. There's a pedestrian tunnel that connects to the BART. And I think, I can't find the information, but I thought it was going to come all the way down here to Chinatown, too.
Yeah, that's
right?
What I thought, too.
So from that area over there to get over here, that's actually a great, for us, too, because we're
like two blocks from Chinatown. Yeah. And walking way down to Market, that takes 20 minutes or so. We probably get there in 5 minutes.
Right. Oh, cool. Okay, good. Well, that's good news. Well, that opens on August 12th, everyone. Also, the NFL preseason continues. We've got two games in town this week. Cowboys versus Niners.
Ooh,
here.
That's a big game, right?
Well, I don't know how the turnout is for that on a Thursday night, but there is a home game for the Niners. Mm-hmm. It's preseason, but it may cause traffic issues. And then on Friday, Lions at Raiders in the East Bay there. So for the time being, before they become the Las Vegas Raiders. But that's this week, everyone. Cowboys, Niners, Lions, Raiders, football is back.
Sure, people are very excited about that.
The question was asked of people, which app do you hate? Which app do you hate?
I don't know that I hate it, but I still cannot figure out Snapchat. So it's on my phone, but I never go to it. I know I have a little name on there, but I just can't.
Snapchat didn't even make the list, which is, you know... Snapchat, they can't win, man. And when they can't win, I can't win because I bought their dumb stock.
Right. You want to know what it's at today?
Yes.
What's Snapchat stock at?
$12.73.
Pandora's on the list. Google Chrome is on the list. YouTube makes the list. When they say they hate YouTube, they say they have people say it's because you get stuck on YouTube and never leave. Pokemon Go is on the list. Waze. They say when it gives great directions, it's amazing, but it's filled with pop-ups.
Mm.
I use Waze. It's pretty good. Twitter's on the list. Facebook. But at the top, the number one most hated app is Instagram. Oh. And
Are they saying why?
Because... just an endless fire hose stream of mildly interesting content. I think the reason people hate it is because it's addicting. Mm-hmm. I think that we all open Instagram way more than we should. How many times a day do you think you open Instagram?
Oh, man.
I probably open it 3 times a day.
Oh, that's it?
That's it?
I get bored.
I open it like 40 times a day.
And I only go like the first 20 or so that I see, and then I get bored with that.
How many times a day do you check it?
It kind of relates to how often I'm posting, too. So sometimes if I don't post for a while, I'm not on it checking that much either.
Sure, that's
weird.
A good point.
You know, but sometimes I'm on it 10 times a day. When I'm on vacation, I'm on it all day because I'm, like, doing a bunch of stories.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes I go days with that, and I'm like, oh, yeah. And I go back on, I like a bunch of pictures from, like, a week ago.
You know? I go on there probably closer to like 20 times a day.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not even thinking of posting. I just want to see what my friends are doing, what everyone's up to. I check it out. I like stuff. And then I close it.
Move on. Do you guys have an order? Because I feel like I have an order of what I go in, especially when I wake up in the morning and, you know, I'm lying there thinking about what am I going to wear today? Let me see what the news is. Who died or who got arrested? So I have this order, and I go to Facebook. In addition to all the other news story stuff, I go to Facebook, then I go to Instagram, then I go to the Nextdoor app, and then I go to
Nextdoor app is on your list of must checks.
Uh huh.
Why?
Why?
Because if anything is going on around my neighborhood, I want to know about it.
Oh,
yeah.
Like a missing cat.
Like a missing cat, a missing dog.
Oh,
if there's
like a table for sale,
you know,
is
a speeder going down the street.
Do they update it enough that there's something to see daily?
All day. It's like your neighborhood Facebook.
Yeah. Uh-huh. No, I mean,
all day.
If there's issues,
are you on yours?
I am on mine, and I get notifications, and you see how many like crazy intense neighborhood watch people there are.
Yes.
These guys are intense.
They are.
And then there's arguments between neighbors.
Uh-huh.
It's actually really funny and entertaining.
It is. I mean, I hate to say that, but it is. People get on fights there. I'm like, ooh, you said what? Oh, they know where you live, though.
Talking about missing dogs.
Yeah.
My friend's dog got kidnapped, and
what?
They're losing their minds. They're
so upset. Well, of course
so
they
upset.
Are. That dog is part of their family.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah. Is there a ransom?
Well, they're offering a $2,500 reward. It was at a St. Helena. The dog's name is Nelson.
Nelson!
No,
come
Nelson.
Home! Nelson! Nelson!
I mean, they have a pet detective looking for this dog.
What?
He's a therapy dog.
Oh,
and,
boy.
And, yeah, he's
How
just...
did it get stolen? Like, what are the circumstances by which a dog was stolen?
So, you know, they have some land. They have some property up in St. Helena. They have a winery. And, you know, the dog was wandering around, and somebody wandered onto the property, kidnapped the dog, and they haven't seen it since.
Is it a nice dog?
It's super beautiful. It's like, yeah, it's
kidnapping,
like
though, but I mean, maybe they were like, hey, Scruffy. And Scruffy was like, hey, how you doing? What's up? Hi. You're going that way?
My name is Doug, and I love you.
I'll follow you. I'm coming with you.
Pull up a picture of a Vizsla.
I know what a Vizsla is.
Yeah, so that's what it looks like. It's a red Vizsla.
My CanePerformance.com, they had a Vizsla.
Ding, ding.
Yeah, shame. Yeah. Pete and Sherry have a Vizsla. They're awesome dogs.
Do you have a picture? Let me see.
I do, yeah.
Really pretty.
I mean, look at this dog.
Oh.
They need a lot of exercise. So I bet, you know, living up there in St. Helena, the dog was probably in heaven.
I ran into the woman, her name is Jan. She's so bummed out. She came up to me with tears over the weekend in her eyes going, I don't know what to do. They had one of the microchips inside the dog, the collar, everything. And they just can't locate it. But they're sure that it's been stolen.
Well, hopefully. What's the dog? Nelson?
Nelson.
It's
a boy dog.
Red Vizsla, male.
Nelson!
Where are you?
I've been in that situation where I can't find my dog, and it's...
heartbreaking.
Yeah. All right, let's see. The title of this story goes like this. Which class do you wish you paid more attention to in high school? So for me, it's instant. It's math. Like, math is the thing that it's... I cannot do it. I'm terrible at it. As soon as they let you sort of be in charge of the classes you pick. When does that start? Junior high? Where you get to pick your own classes?
Or is that more high school? It wasn't until high school that I was able to choose some elective stuff.
As soon as I could pick, I started picking around math. Like, anytime there was math, I went left. And just went around it and around it and around it until there it was, this unfinished thing waiting for me that was between me and my diploma.
I'm with you there. I would take I'd go, you know, right or left, and it would be business math or accounting, anything other than, you know, the geometry and trig and all that stuff.
That's the number one answer, too, is math. It's at the top of the list of classes we wish we paid more attention to in high school. Foreign language was number two.
That's a big one.
I took years of Spanish and don't have it. Like, I know a few words, enough to get by on my trips to Mexico, but I should be able to write and watch things in Spanish without... Yeah. For all the time I was there.
Yeah.
But I also... smoked pot in high school, and that was one of the classes after lunch. So that took the hit, for sure.
Another one is history. I wish I paid more attention because there's
many
things that I know half of, and then I don't know the other half.
You know what's trippy about history is that when you get to college, and I took history in college, and they're like, well, we're going to have to start over because most of the stuff you've learned is wrong. So let's – and you're all, what? And that's because they give you this sanitized version of how, like, U.S. history is not pretty.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for example, they start telling you how certain things went down, and you're like, ooh!
Horrifying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely different than the way it was sold to you when you were in third grade.
Yeah.
The PG version.
Right.
So history, science comes in at three. History comes in at four. Science... sure, I hear people talk about certain things, and I just go, wow, they remember stuff. Like from the science classes that you took.
Well, Sarah will pull out some stuff, and especially when her kids, well, the kids are in school now, but sometimes she would pull out stuff, and I'd be like, how do you know that? She goes, well, my kids, I have to help them with their homework, so it's refreshing my memory.
Makes sense.
Yes.
English comes in at number five, social studies, music, and physical fitness at the bottom of the list. But those are the classes you wish you paid more attention to in high school. Math is number one. Mm. And math has especially like Bryn, you probably build stuff all the time.
I do.
Math comes into play and all that. It figuring does, out. Yes. Anyway, it's useful. I wish I'd have paid more attention to it.
Hear that, kids?
Pay attention in math class, kids.
It's gonna help.
How much time do I have? Can I do one more or should we break?
Let's see. You can do one more.
All right. Is it okay to uninvite someone from your wedding?
No.
What?
Yeah, that's kind of wrong.
It is?
If you invite them and then disinvite them?
Here's the problem. If one person invites someone without letting the other person know, then that if your bride comes up to you and says, "Why did you invite Sherry? I don't want Sherry at the party." And you're like, you got to uninvite her.
Well, don't you work on the list as a couple before those go out to people?
You would think so, yes.
A new survey asked people if it's okay to uninvite someone from your wedding, and believe it or not, the majority of people say, yeah, it's acceptable.
Oh.
I'm kind of, it seems to me like you work on a list together, mm-hmm. and then those are the people that you invite, and you have now extended to them.
So if you guys worked on the list together and then you have a last minute, like a week before, and it's a destination wedding and they've bought their ticket, would you uninvite them?
I don't think I would, no.
But you guys are like having second guesses about Bill because he's always drunk.
Well, I should have thought about that before.
Yeah,
I
think so.
Bill.
So uninviting is wrong.
Yeah.
I think so, but they're saying here that as long as you have a good reason, it is your wedding, so mm-hmm. there's the other side of that is it's your wedding. I mean, you should have who you want. I just got my little cousin is getting married. She's little as in 30-something.
Little to you.
But she invited us, and I'd forgotten to RSVP, and she just called me out on Facebook and was like, "Hello, I need to know." And I was like, "Look, we're having a kid any minute. Mm-hmm. I can't make your wedding. Sorry."
Oh.
Well, the least you could have done is RSVP.
Well, right. That's what I got. I got the.
Where's the wedding?
Colorado.
Mm-hmm. When's the wedding?
Would you like to send Hooman in your place?
When is it?
Full report.
A couple weeks, I think.
Oh,
like
man.
September. So the baby will just have arrived. I can't split.
Yeah.
Bryn, is it wrong to uninvite someone from your wedding?
Absolutely, yes. You should have thought that out before.
Let me ask one more question of you, Bryn.
Sure.
Have you put any thought into your wedding ring?
Oh, for me?
Yes, the one you're going to wear.
Yeah, you know.
Will it be gold or silver or platinum?
I thought very briefly about it only because who was it that came through? Was it Eddie If that was talking about, swinging from a bar?
Yeah.
And having it, what do you call that when your skin gets torn off?
It tears your finger off.
So he was talking about the rubber ones. I don't know. Whatever Anita gets me, I'll be happy with that. I don't.
Aww.
What about you? Why are you asking?
Yeah, Vinny.
I'm curious.
What kind of thought have you put into yours?
This is what I've thought. I have been like driving down the road. That's the time when it's like there are my hands right in front of me. And mm-hmm. I think about having something on my hand full time. And I don't like it. I don't know how after 50 years I'm supposed to be all, "Oh yeah, that's on my finger now." Permanently. And then, yeah, I've thought about, do I want to look at gold on my hand? What does Johnny V have?
Well, platinum.
Yeah, he has a platinum, and he has no problem wearing his wedding ring.
He wears it
that
every day.
That never comes off.
He never takes it off.
Never.
Did you give him a talking to in order for him to?
Does he have to?
Way?
Yeah.
Yes, he does have to.
I'm.
But he's never said that he didn't want to wear it.
I'm looking up ornate.
Because he's smart, I guess.
Right.
Male wedding bands.
Yeah. Why ornate?
Because I want you guys to just kind of see what's out there. I'm going to bring this in for you guys during the break.
All right.
Help you guys determine what you want.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
Ooh. Someone says tattoo your finger, Vin.
Maybe I'll do that. Ah, man.
No, don't do it.
I don't think I'll do that. 415 says, who? Have you seen Blindspotting?
The movie studio John Weaver has been calling me a bunch to see it. Our friend Marcus Osborne saw it. Apparently it's phenomenal. I haven't seen it.
Important local actors, end story, great music, filmed in Oakland, 93% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I know.
What's it called again?
Blindspotting.
Blindspotting.
do one more and take a break then.
Oh, am I out of time? We'll just break now. Oh, bye.
Right. Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.